Hey everyone, welcome back to the Pardonable Podcast. I'm your host, David Lilly, and this is episode 46. Now, today I have a very special guest. He's a good friend of mine. I've known him for a long time. He's actually returning as a guest. He was on before, and at the time he was studying sleep and working in nutrition, and now he's going to school to be a dietitian. And he's also really big into health and fitness, and he's pretty known on the social medias. I'm stoked to have him on, and I like to consider him. I think he's as far as like social media goes, I think he's one of my top tier friends who does social media well. He does video editing well. He comes at you with facts, but also has a lot of humor with it. And I consider him, and I practice this, the king of nuanced nutrition, because most of his videos take some really cool concept where, like, people are like, don't eat this, and he's like, well, let's talk about it. So without further ado, this is my good friend Liam Layton. Liam, how you doing?
Hello. Dude? I'm doing fantastic.
Good. How do you like that, king of nuanced nutrition? Not bad.
I will take it. I mean, it has been a fascinating journey doing social media nutrition is totally different than doing like a one-on-one nutrition with people. It has been a fascinating journey.
Dude, so I've told people about your Instagram page. My sister follows you too now, because I was like, you got to check this out. So you're also is it the Plant Slant?
Plant Slant.
I almost threw that into my intro, but I was like, I don't know if it's the same, because I know you're on TikTok.
TikTok, same thing. Yeah.
I don't know what your TikTok life, because I have one, but I'm not really on it. So I don't think I follow you on there. I don't know how that works versus Reels on Instagram, but, you're pretty,
all the stuff that goes on Instagram is just basically the stuff from my TikTok. I just take it and put it over there. Cause on TikTok, I have a much larger following than on Instagram.
Really? Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I just hit like 35,000 followers on TikTok and a million likes. Nice, it was kind of cool to see that tick over. I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, that's
cool.
A good feeling, man. I've got like 30 views on on TikTok. I posted a few art videos, but then I struggle. And I just did a whole podcast where I was talking about me struggling with social media. It's just not my forte. And so every time I see your video and you've got like other videos spliced in and it's just really well production. And I was like, this is how you do it. Like, this is really well
done. If you want to go into, there's basically two ways, at least in the health world, to get into TikTok. And that is either to scare people into believing you into things by saying, you know, this is bad and this is bad and these things are good. And so you have to follow me. In order for me to tell you those what's good and what's bad.
Yeah.
Or the other option is to be the person that I'm trying to, like, you know, do now, where you say, hey, let's all calm down a little bit. And like, you can eat literally whatever you want, as long as it's all in moderation, and understand these facts and those sorts of things. And so you have to take those videos, those fear mongering videos, and try and calm down. So those are basically the two paths in order to go on TikTok and actually get a following. It's been very interesting.
I think that when were you like, I'm going to start making videos? Like, how did that come about?
I started making like just kind of funny gym skits, because like I always thought that was funny. I always liked the skit comedy stuff. So I did that for like 5-6 months. And then I was like, you know, I like to get more into the nutrition side. And when I started doing that, that's when I started getting more of a following then. And it's been only about, last 6-7 months. I've only been doing this whole thing for like a year, less than a year.
But you're pretty consistent. It's not like you post once a month. Like, you're pretty on it.
No. I post it usually twice a day.
Twice a day? Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's sometimes three.
Wow.
So, like, if you're on TikTok, you have to, like, just kind of keep going with it.
Some of
it's just responding to comments and stuff. People ask you things. TikTok does have a good little setup where they're like, if you have a comment, you can, like, just respond to it, and the little text will be up there, and you can talk about it. Hey, I'm curious about X, and then I'll tell you about it, that sort of thing.
So how's your response when it comes to TikTok? Do you get a lot of tell me about the comments section on TikTok, dude?
It is a different world, I will tell you. Just social media and TikTok, Instagram as well, but it is just, it's fascinating. I never in a million years thought I'd be saying this, the things that I am now on TikTok. I am blown away by what I have found. Because again, like I said, a lot of it is just I don't know if you've heard, but they're debating Congress actually just eliminating TikTok, banning
Oh
it
yeah, I heard about it
completely.
because it's Chinese spyware, dude.
Partly that, and also
I have
partly
no idea.
because it's on, there is concerns over that, but it's
Yeah.
also the fact that there's just so much misinformation.
Oh, for
There's
real.
just in everything, but like health and everything, it's one of them. And I never thought, yeah, again, like in a million years, I'd be saying the things I am now, because it's full of people just going around saying toxic, poison,
Yeah.
deadly, all these things. And I'm just like, wow. Like, and it's been, and everyone in my, in my the real world knows me as this person who's like super into health and fitness and all these things. On TikTok, I am the exact opposite. I am someone who advocates for eating processed,
Just,
poison,
yeah.
garbage food. I'm like, because I say, hey, Oreos, like high in calories, you can have some, but don't eat too much. And people lose their absolute mind on me.
That might be why you
It's
have a
fascinating.
following. I mean, it might be, but I think I feel the same thing. I think it comes from just being balanced. You ever, and I've talked to people about this before, is sometimes whenever you're in a, I don't want to say a contrarian feel, but you kind of want to bring balance to something that's overly lopsided. And so
Yeah.
the same way, because I know you in real life, and you're very much into nutrition and health, and this is the right way to do things. And then sometimes I see your like I saw one recently where the guy was like, "Peanuts, you're gonna die," and you're like,
Yeah.
"Hold on a second." And I find your videos extremely hilarious because it is just a lot of like, "Have you ever drank water? Guess what? Dead." And you're like,
You're drinking the wrong water.
"What is
Sorry, that
happening here?"
has. Why would you drink water with minerals in it? You have to drink a just spring water where it just says water. Anything added to it's nonsense.
And I think that has a lot to do with, like, all right, so I am really in nutrition, but this weird like Nazi fascism of being like, "You can never do this thing," and you're like, "Hold on,
Yeah.
you can have cake once in a while." Like, don't. And I think a lot of your videos end with like, a lot about being healthy is about kind of being happy and knowing your limits. And that's why I call you the nuanced nutritionist, because you're like, you might just think about it. You don't have to be like straight gung ho all the time.
It's
What's your
so
thoughts about
fast,
that,
yeah.
dude?
It is so interesting to me because I think it's very personal in a way where when you find a diet that works for you, that is now the only diet that will work for anyone else in the world. And anyone who says otherwise just doesn't understand your view.
Yeah.
I think it's just because food is very personal to us. And I
Oh, I didn't think
understand
about
that.
that. Yeah.
It's very, based in our culture and our religion and everything and then our, all of that. And I totally understand, but these people just find something that works for them, whether it's keto or intermittent fasting or whatever it is, and that is what they have to convince everyone else will work. And so
Yeah.
when you get someone like me that comes around saying, "Hey, you can really do darn near anything." I mean,
Yeah.
there's core essentials, like it should limit added sugars, it should have vegetables and fruits and all these great things. But I think it's just people get so caught up with that they feel attacked if you tell them like, "Hey, the diet you're saying is the only way." That's not the only way. That
Yeah.
they just feel personally attacked by that.
I actually find that odd that they feel attacked when you say, "Hey, it's not the only way." And they're like, "How dare you? It is. It is. And if you don't eat the way, you're
Exactly.
gonna die early." Like, there's like 80-year-olds now, right? Like, that they've been around for, we've had old people for a while now. It doesn't work
But
like that.
one of the biggest ones is you've probably heard of Liver King. I don't know if you've
Oh,
seen
I
him do
actually
stuff.
put my notes down. I had Liver King down there. I need to bring him up. So tell me about Liver, because I don't know. I just knew like it was a big scandal. He's like, "No, I don't juice up." And then it came out. He's like, "Well, no, I mean, obviously I juice up." And he was like, "You told everyone you don't take
Yeah, no.
steroids." But everyone's
Only the
like,
people with eyes knew that he did.
I thought the same thing. But then, like, so what's he know? He's known for, I'm assuming, eating liver, but also like weird stuff like bull testicles and
So,
stuff
I
like that,
mean,
right?
his name's Brian Johnson.
Okay.
He
What a
was,
basic name.
it's so funny, right? Brian Johnson, the Liver King.
I think he was like,
So
"My name's
interesting.
Brian Johnson. What can I do with my life? just going to eat liver, like raw liver.
Well, I need to rechange my name.
Take steroids. The Liver King. You know, here's my problem with putting king in anything, because then I just equate you to being like, well, you Liver King, Tiger King. Like, there's a whole, if you put king as your last name, Martin Luther. No, I'm just joking. That didn't work. That was a terrible joke. But you know what I'm saying. Wow, yes. I just got canceled hard. Anyway.
Basically the same person.
Yeah. But no, seriously, I thought about that. I was like, Tiger King, right? Liver King. Like these weird, like you could just pick a noun. Like pick an animal or a body part and then put king after it.
Pretty much. But you don't want to be like the Liver Prince. That's just not going to sell as well.
He might not.
The Liver Jester.
He'd have to take less steroids to kind of be that. That just doesn't work that well. So there was a whole thing, just for anyone listening who doesn't know, this Liver King guy, did he get famous on YouTube or TikTok or what was it?
So all the social medias, he had a very planned attack. This came out more recently, but he sent out emails to different people trying, and he had a whole crew that lived with him and filmed with him 24/7. Yep.
Wow.
Okay. And it was all planned out.
Yeah.
It was all, he's like, I want 1 million followers by this time. I want to do this by this time. I want this. And he had it all planned out.
Wow.
And he exceeded all of that. I mean, it exploded.
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically what he wanted to tell people was to live by the ancestral tenets. The ancestral tenets.
Hold on, tell me, what is that? I don't know what that is. Can you break that down?
So there was different things. It was called like, you know, eat, sleep. Like you had to live, basically the ancestor tenets were live like our ancestors. Everything was about living like our ancestors. You know, eliminate all the modernness in your life, and you've got to, and that is why testosterone is low now, is because we're not living like cavemen, was essentially the idea.
So, Liam, I had no idea that was his thing, and now the whole him taking steroids makes it even funnier.
Like, it's hilarious. Like, it's so, and that's why we were all laughing. We're like, okay, how much HGH, how much human growth hormone were our ancestors injecting into their butts? Like, I think less than you are now.
Oh, man, that makes this whole thing so much funnier. Oh, I didn't realize
so
that.
So I don't know if you saw, but, like, eventually it came out, yes, like, because he emailed some people about, like, steroid use and how, like, it was all, like, how can I get bigger? How can I look the best? Because that is what's going to sell is this body.
Yeah.
And so the eventually someone leaked basically the emails he sent, and he was taking, I think, around $15,000 a month worth of human growth hormone and various other, performance enhancing drugs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he released an apology and said he was doing it for all the people that are ending their own lives and trying to bring attention to that. Yeah, he tried to spin it into this, like, well, I'm trying to, Liver King was an experiment to bring attention to suicide. And I know, trust me, I know. And basically the whole idea was he was selling many supplements, beef organ, like tablets and like protein powders. He was making hundreds of millions of dollars, like, in these supplements.
All right, fair enough. Anybody listening or watching this, you can just pause it and just Google Liver King.
You should
see what he looks like. Like, he's built, but he's also oddly built, Liam. Have you noticed that?
They call him the Ninja Turtle. Like, he looks like a turtle shell. Yeah,
is that the steroids, or is that just like from eating liver?
He's taking a lot of human growth hormone, and there's also a question, people are like, is he doing ab etching, which is basically where they go in and remove fat around the abs, because his abs are so prominent all the time. Normally, well, even with a person with low body fat, they're not just like sticking out. But a lot of that is just him building up his core, and like, he's only like 5'7". Like, he's a very short man.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, he is very oddly shaped, and there's lots of jokes about that.
I didn't know that either.
I mean,
I just, that was my own little mental note.
He's being sued, actually, currently.
He's being sued
for lying to people because, you know, he was selling supplements. You can look like me if you take my supplements. And it's like, well, you'd also need $15,000 worth of performance-enhancing drugs.
I thought about the etching thing when I saw it. I was like, because I think I heard someone mention that online. And I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is etching? And I was like, oh, etching. That I should write that one down, because that sounds like a great idea. But I saw, and I, because I don't know, I don't know this world. Like, I don't really know steroids. Like, I know, like, obviously bodybuilders, like, I don't think there's a restriction on steroids for that. And that all makes sense. But it, the plastic surgery thing, like, have you, obviously you have you, there's guys out there who get, like bicep implants, and obviously you probably know about this. What is the appeal for like, it's almost, I guess it's kind of just encompasses all of plastic surgery in general. It's not as if you're getting away with it, you know? And that's, that was kind of my, same with the Liver King guy. Like, it's like, I mean, maybe you can fool a few people, I guess
you can fool more people than you realize. Yeah,
I think,
yeah. Like on social, no matter what there's a very, if you have a computer, you should just look up a guy by the name of Mike O'Hearn. And he claims to be, oh yes, he claims to be natural. He doesn't take steroids. He's about 50 years old.
Okay.
Mind you, he's around 50. And he claims to be 100% natural, never taking steroids. And again, he's another one of these characters, kind of like Liver King, where you're like, no, I have eyes. Like, I can see what you look like. And that is not what a normal 50-year-old looks like, no matter what you do. And yet there are still many, many people who strongly believe, they are just like, no, okay, he is the natural king. Okay. He is like...
You're going to have to walk me through this one, dude. I'm just going to try some stuff out real quick. Let's just... Okay, so...
Yes, this is Mike O'Hearn.
So is this all... I got some... Well, this guy looks like a lawyer. That can't be him.
Yeah, that's different. No, the guy with his shirt off with the giant guy. Rippling muscles.
So he's 50? Yeah,
he's about 50 years old now. I think that, yeah. So some of those ones are more, yeah. He's around 50
That's
years
photoshopped
old.
Right here. Can you see what... Can I click on that? This is photoshopped.
Yeah, that...
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so he didn't go off the rails, off the rails. All right. I'm sorry. I'm actually just...
It honestly isn't too far off from reality. Obviously, that's Photoshop. But like some of those other ones, yeah, those are him.
Wow.
And it's so funny. He's such a meme in the fitness culture because it's like, oh yeah, Mike O'Hearn, you know, you just need to work hard. He sells, like, of course, you know, supplements, duck eggs. He's all about duck eggs. And now people are like, you need duck eggs to get that big.
So this is why you do. I love, you're a bastion of truth on social media, Liam. I love, this is why I think you're doing yeoman's work. And every time I see your videos and people are like, this is the key thing. I mean, sometimes I wonder if people are still like out there searching for the proverbial fountain of youth. Like they're looking for that one thing. Or, well, let's talk about that. Do you think that's where all this stems from? They're looking, there's like this one key ingredient, the silver bullet for all fitness.
I don't know. I think a lot of people are looking for that. But I think the most important thing is all these, you know, charlatan snake oil salesmen.
I mean, that's kind of where it comes back from, right? Like, we've had this for centuries, snake oil salesmen. Like, yeah, this has been something we know. It's just now it's TikTok, and it's the new thing.
It's made selling snake oil much easier.
Yeah,
because... It has become so much easier.
Dude, wait till it goes full circle, and you're going to be doing a TikTok one day, and you're going to have to go over it, and this guy's be like, here's the thing. You dehydrate the snakes, you take the oil, and then you drink the oil, and then you look like this. And then you're going to literally have to go and go, this is literally snake oil. like, and then...
people would still believe it. People would still 100% pay for it, purchase it.
I can't believe that, dude.
The amount of supplements and stuff I have seen, the one of the most famous ones right now is called Unicity. It's an MLM, multi marketing level system, a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, pyramid scheme. Yep.
But basically, what they say is like the reason you can't lose weight is due to insulin. Insulin is the biggest driver. That's, you know, and this is a common kind of belief, because there's grains of truth to it. And so anyway, the point is they sell these fiber packets. It's amazing. It's basically guar gum, xanthan gum, which are just, yeah, gums, emulsifiers. Basically, it's a fiber type supplement. And they throw in some like multivitamin. Like they basically throw a little bit of vitamin in there.
Yeah.
It is $200 a month for these little packets that you put into water. And they say, have these in between meals and that will keep your insulin low. Instead of eating, you should have one of these and you'll lose weight. And to you would think, like, to anyone, you'd be like,
instead of eating,
yes, instead of eating, of course you'll
lose weight. Just stop eating, basically. Become an anorexic, and then you'll lose weight. Just stop eating.
And again, you want to be like, can you not just see what they're doing? Like, they're just giving you something that's low in calories, has a little fiber, and they're telling you to eat less, and then you lose weight.
And they're upcharging it.
Like, and they're charging
$175 upcharge.
That's yes. I mean, it's fascinating to me. And they have millions and millions of followers, multiple people on TikTok all doing the same like skit. Yeah. Like they have it like on their computer, like insulin's the circle, like insulin's the reason you can't lose weight. And so if you want to burn belly fat, you need this, which will keep your insulin low. And they have a bunch of different, like, here's a sugar cube. This sugar cube is all you need in your body. And if you look at this orange, it has this many sugar cubes. And so you don't need that much sugar. And I find it just so fascinating. I go into the comments and people are like, I'm a visual learner. So I really appreciate you telling me how this works. And I'm just like, you poor soul.
Oh no.
You know, they're just taking advantage.
This is actually a conversation that, I mean, this is going to steer off a little bit. Cause I've actually got a few things I want to touch on. Well, let's stop real quick because there are a few things that I'm like, I know some things are just healthy practice, right? They're not cure-alls. Like if you, I was told lemon and water, not just water, put some lemon in there. Is that a myth too?
That is absolute health guru.
Is it really?
That is all health guru nonsense. I mean, listen, it will give you, I mean, a whole lemon. Even if you squeezed a whole lemon in there, okay. Like you're getting a little bit of vitamin C. You know, if anything, like you're making it more acidic, so which isn't even great for your teeth to begin with.
Yeah, but you need acid, like, right?
I mean, sure. Like, again, like there's nothing at all wrong with it, but all of that, there's there's a guy I love on TikTok. He's just like, oh yeah, you want to burn belly fat? A little lemon water. Oh, you want to cure your diabetes? Have a little lemon water. Oh, you want to get the gym and you want to pre-workout? Have a little bit of more lemon water.
You want to go to heaven? Like, lemon water.
Lemon water. The lemon water has become such an over the top. I don't know how. It's to the point where people are doing, and I'm not making this up. I 100% this is real. Lemon water enemas. Like
what?
Yes, it's become, you know, like you have to like get lemon into all your holes. Like every hole needs lemon water, and I'm just like if you like the taste of it and it gets you to drink more water, that's awesome.
Oh, man, but yeah, that's what I figured it was. I actually thought it was like a sleight of hand. People like who are like, well, I don't drink a lot of water. It was like, well, put some lemon in it and you'll lose weight. Well, not because of the lemon, because you'll probably drink more water, which you just stay more
instead
hydrated.
Of what were you drinking before? What were you drinking before? A soda?
Coca-Cola. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, this podcast is sponsored by Coca-Cola and lemon water. Hey, I got another one for you. Liam, I got another one for you. Oh, this is another myth that I'm curious about because it sounds completely asinine. Do you activate turmeric with pepper? Is that a thing?
That is not a myth.
No,
that is not
joke,
a myth.
Dude, really? Yeah. All right, so can you give me like the dumbed down version of why black pepper and turmeric?
So whenever you get like a good turmeric capsule or whatever, it'll almost always have black pepper in it. The really? Same thing with ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is another like root.
I have an ashwagandha. I took ashwagandha in a vitamin form. Did that have black pepper with it normally, or?
Maybe in vitamin form. I don't know. Usually, if it's in the capsules, like if you just have like the powder in a capsule, it will normally have black pepper in it, and it does help to because it's. I forget exactly the mechanism of action, but somehow it helps to prevent. It basically helps you absorb more of the turmeric, but I don't remember the exact pathway it does that. But no, that one actually is true. You want to have some black pepper.
This is why it gets confusing for a lot of people out there because you think like lemon water. All right, I could see something. I mean, if black pepper and turmeric, like if that's a thing, then why not lemon water? Why not duck eggs?
You want to know another fun one?
Yeah.
If you
that's real or fake
broccoli, this one's real. If you cook broccoli. You're actually like when you cook it, you're actually destroying some of the beneficial qualities of it. Cooking anything will do that.
It breaks it down,
but
it?
What will actually reactivate it is mustard. So
really, yeah, But
it's
dude,
somehow
who eats broccoli with mustard?
I started doing that. I don't like when I was especially in like the health culture, like the super health culture. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna. So you can either actually have like a little bit of raw broccoli with your cooked broccoli, or you can have mustard. Now again, these are such like small things. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. But they are like, but it is kind of funny because these people will take these small things and then just turn the dial up to 24 and be like, this is what you need to do if you want to be healthy.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I would have never thought that. I eat random stuff too, so I could probably pull off mustard and broccoli if I think about it.
I actually like a little Dijon mustard with my broccoli.
I like mustard in general, and I like broccoli, and I was like, I probably could come up with something. Hey guys, I don't know if you know this, but not only am I a podcaster, but I'm also an artist, and a pretty decent one at that, if I might say so. And if you were like, you know what, I don't believe this guy, I don't think he's that good of an artist, you can go check out my work at etsy.com/shop/pardonwill. And then when you're convinced, you can also purchase all my artwork there. Now, it's not just, you know, original artwork. There's also prints, and you can change sizes. So you're like, you know, I like this piece, but I don't want it too big. I want it this way or whatever. You can go there and peruse my entire category that I have for sale. And everything starting from like $5 and up, all the way, sky's the limit. So if you're like, you know what, not only do I want to judge this guy's voice and his attitude, I want to judge his art as well. You can go there. And if you can't find that, you know, Etsy's not your thing, you can also go to my website, pardonwill.com. But if you're wanting to check it out and want to buy a piece of art and you go to the Etsy, use promo code podcast. That'll get you 10% off. And that's my way of saying thanks for listening, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I hope you enjoy my art, and that's just for you. So if you're listening to the podcast, you want to check it out, go to etsy.com/shop/pardonwill. Use promo code podcast, get 10% off. You won't regret it. Hey, I also have another question. Since I got you here,
yeah.
I got you, and not many people get the privilege other than just cussing you out in TikTok comments to get your actual answers from. Dude, so I've had this, and I could have probably Googled this, and I think I have multiple times, because every time I quit taking a multivitamin, and I started actually just supplementing each individual vitamins. What's that about? Is that better to do that or no?
When it comes to vitamins, it's interesting. So multivitamins, I've looked into them. Very disappointed. There is yet to be a study that shows any increase in longevity or really any benefit to a multivitamin. It doesn't really seem to help much at all. Honestly, most vitamins, it's such a small aspect to your health. If you are deficient in something, absolutely talk with your doctor. They will diagnose you with that, and supplementing might be a good idea. If you're vegan, you might want to take a vitamin B12 because you're not going to get that in your diet for the most part. But overall, when it comes to vitamins, if you are eating a balanced diet, you really don't need any vitamin. Now, I will say almost everyone is deficient in potassium. Like, it's like 97%. Okay. Like, it's
really?
A very
that
high number.
Big?
Yeah. That big? Let's see. How many people are deficient?
I'm trying to think, like, what sweet potatoes has potassium? Plantains, bananas.
So yeah, potatoes are a great one. Dried apricots are another one.
So you're telling me the amount of potatoes people normally eat, they're deficient in potassium. Is it because they cook?
Yeah, most, and we get lots of sodium, which is one of the problems. 98% of people are deficient in potassium.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so this is the problem. We have a lot of sodium. We get more sodium than we need. I think it's like 2,300 milligrams is the recommended amount for
everything I
sodium.
Eat is salty. Everything.
Exactly. And we get like more like 400, like three, four. we get a lot of 2,300. So we get like 3,000-4,000 milligrams.
Yeah,
So anyway, and so we don't get enough potassium, and that sodium and potassium help to keep a normal blood pressure.
Gotcha.
So too much sodium, not enough potassium, will give you high blood pressure. Now, again, these health gurus, what they do is they'll say, like, the reason you have high blood pressure is because you're eating bleached processed salt, and it doesn't have the minerals.
Gotta
in
go
it.
Himalayan, bro. Himalayan.
Exactly. Himalayan has, the mineral levels are so small, you would need to consume, I think, 600% of your of the recommended daily sodium intake to get even a amount that would affect your body wow. in any way, shape, or form. So wow. all these like Celtic sea salt and Himalayan salt, I like them. They look fun. They taste good.
They do look
That's
good.
That's cool. Yeah. But if you're actually curious, there's something called new salt, which is like half sodium, half potassium.
What's it called?
Like in the container. New salt.
All right, now you're sounding like Liver King, dude. It's a new salt. We found
new
it.
Salt. It's, I mean, it kind of, because when we think salt, we think sodium, right? Yeah, well, yeah. Potassium is also a salt. So okay. if you, there's ones that are just potassium, like you just put potassium on your food, like you sprinkle it on, you know, whatever you're making. And that can actually help to even out the levels of sodium to potassium that you're getting.
Is that the
now,
main...
most of the sodium we.
No, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Most of the sodium we get isn't from us like putting it on our food. It's the canned food. It's the processed foods. That's so, you know, how much of a difference is it going to make? Maybe not. If you're cooking a lot of foods at home and you're adding salt to it and you want to get more potassium, you can get new salt, which will either be 50% sodium, 50% potassium, or just all potassium. You can get one that's all potassium. It tastes about the same.
So would you, I mean, I would have never thought potassium because I live in the Northeast. You live in the North too. We don't get a lot of sun over here that you know. So I take a vitamin D, and I mean, even Joe Rogan's like vitamin D is not going to hurt you.
That's one of the few ones I think might be worth it. If you're in the Northern climate, you don't get a lot of sun. I think that's one of the few that is actually.
What about B12?
B12 is good if, I mean, honestly, there's true that a lot of people are deficient in B12. If you're vegan, I definitely recommend it. If you're an omnivore, you can definitely get it through your diet through eating meat. But if you're concerned taking a simple B12 supplement, they're super cheap. So if you're, you know, if you want to cover your bases, it might be worth it.
What about, and so I guess this all comes to conclusion because I think about this all the time when I'm like, well, I should take a vitamin, but I don't understand milligrams. So I'm Googling like how much is the right amount because I don't want to take too much vitamin D. Can I overdose on this stuff? And I don't know. Do you just pee it out or not? Like what's the deal with vitamins?
So with vitamin D, you want to make sure the toxicity level is about 10,000 IUs.
Yeah, I'm at like 4. And
usually less than 5 is usually considered pretty safe. When I take it, honestly, I take like 2.
So you, like 2, you do IUs. Take vitamins too, though.
I will take right now, honestly, I haven't been taking vitamin D because I drink a lot of almond milk, which is fortified with vitamin D.
Okay.
So like, that's one of the positive things about fortification. People give like crap to it. Like, oh, this cereal has fortification. Like it saved a lot of people from nutrient deficiencies.
Really?
So,
okay.
The fortification of food, like it saves so many people from beriberi and all these things like these illnesses that are caused by deficiencies in various vitamins. But now we've gotten to this health guru stance where like, you shouldn't eat anything that's fortified because you have to eat closer to nature and yada, yada. I'm like, what about the people who live in a food desert? Like the only vitamins they get are like from their cereal. Like at least that's saving them from deficiencies that could cause serious, you know, all these different disorders, rickets. Like how many people do you see with rickets anymore? Not too many, really? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I think vitamin D, I think that one's a decent one to take. If you want to take a B12, I take creatine as well. Just that's a,
You do that for working out and energy.
Yeah. So, I take it for but there is
in the morning.
There is some it actually doesn't help with energy. Creatine is a phosphate donor. So, you know, so you have ATP that is the energy currency of your body. That is how your body does everything.
Okay.
It's adenosine attached to 3 phosphate groups. And so when one of those phosphate groups gets cut off, that it doesn't create energy, but that releases energy for you to do whatever, like what I'm doing right now, everything we're doing, it's all controlled by ATP. Okay. And so creatine is a phosphate donor. So it can actually give one of those phosphates back to, so ATP becomes ADP, adenosine diphosphate, where there's 2 phosphates. And now it needs to re-become ATP. So it gives, so a creatine can be like, hey, here's an extra phosphate, go back to ATP so you can do more stuff.
Okay.
That's essentially the short of it. Like how.
You lost me at Liver King. None of this. But no, I'm listening. I don't know. How to spell.
Creatine does help with ink, you know, like, you know, when for doing exercises and, you know, it gives you, it buffers. It's a little bit of a buffer to give you a little bit more energy.
Do you like that better than taurine or caffeine, stuff like that?
So caffeine is great for, like, that's definitely kind of in the immediate, or like creatine, you can take anytime. You take it whenever. Okay. And it just builds up in your muscles. Like, so you want to take 5-ish grams over the course of days and days, and that will build up in your muscles.
Gotcha.
Because it's very interesting. Like, to give you kind of a fun little stat, I was learning this in school. Like, you only have about 100 grams of ATP, which is the energy currency again, 100 grams in your body. And if you're going on like a marathon, it will take kilograms worth of ATP. So that gives you an idea of how much it has to recycle and go ADP, 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 ATP, go back and forth. And anyway, creatine kind of helps buffer that zone and give you a little, it lets you continue on a little bit longer than you normally would. But caffeine's more just like in the immediate, this will give you, this is a stimulant.
Gotcha. Okay.
Caffeine works on adenosine in your brain.
Caffeine is one of the few things I think work great.
That's
fine. Are you cool with me just being like, so what about this? So what about this?
You found that? Go ahead.
Because I've got like, as you talk, I'm like, oh, I totally want to ask about this. So I have a powder that I put in my coffee when I remember to do so. Because I drink coffee in the morning. It's kind of like a routine. It's almost at the point, I don't even think I feel the effects of caffeine. I think it's just fun for me.
You build up a tolerance. And
so I started putting this powder. It's collagen powder, like a collagen protein. What's the deal with collagen? Because it just sounds dumb. But my wife was like, we should try it. And I was like, that's in my house. It's not so much education that we know. We're just like, just try it and see how it makes you feel. And that's kind of how we are.
Collagen, such an interesting one. There's studies that go back and forth. Here's the problem with collagen. It's basically just kind of a shitty form of protein.
Okay.
So there's amino acids that make up protein. And collagen is just a protein that it's low in a few of the amino acids.
Yeah.
And so there have been some studies showing some benefits, but we don't know if those benefits are just from getting more protein, like, cause it's generally compared to nothing. So it's like, okay, we give people nothing or we give them collagen, which is protein. And we saw some benefits. Is it coming from them just getting more protein, or is it specifically the collagen that is helpful? And we don't really know. There's some evidence as you get older that maybe supplementing with collagen could help. Yeah, exactly. People say like your skin and your nails and all those things. And
yeah, I heard that too. And I was
I'm sure you've heard that. Maybe like it could be helpful for that as you're getting older and aging. But again, I think that just needs more research. And if you want to take it, it's fine. But honestly, I think it's just kind of expensive. It's so interesting because most animal proteins are what, I don't really like the term, but complete protein. That means they have all the amino acids. There's 20 amino acids, 9 are essential. We need those. Like, we need those from our diet. Collagen is the only animal protein that is deficient in certain essential amino acids.
Gotcha.
So it's like one of, so it's like, do you want to take, like, you're basically just paying for a protein that's missing, not missing, but low in a few amino acids, when instead I think you could just have protein. But again, bottom line, it might possibly be helpful for people as they get older, but it needs more research.
Gotcha. No, that's fair. I think I'm just going to continue to take it when I remember to do so. It's not, as long as it doesn't hurt me, but really what we've come down to out of all, like, what about lemon water, turmeric, collagen, really what it comes down to is eat healthy, take steroids. That's what you need.
Like, that's all you need. It's more money you can put into the steroids, the better.
The less you need, the more steroids is fine too.
But like, I just want to give you, like, it's amazing. Like, when it comes to supplementation, there were scientists that found that beta carotenes, they thought maybe that was beneficial. They found that a lot of people that were eating carrots and sweet potatoes were doing well. So maybe it's the beta carotene. So they took two groups of people. One they gave beta carotene to. These are people that I think either were at risk for cancer or already had cancer. I don't remember exactly. They gave one group beta carotene and one group they didn't give beta carotene to. They had to stop the study because the people they were giving beta carotene to were getting more cancer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And it was essentially causing cancer, and it was unethical to continue.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So we don't, it's very interesting with these. It's very similar with vitamin E as well. There's been other studies where like maybe vitamin E causes cancer if you take too much of it.
Yeah.
So that is why I worry about these supplements and people taking them, and they're taking them in such large doses when our bodies love balance, homeostasis. That's what we love.
Yeah.
And when you eat a balanced diet, you are getting the right amount of vitamins and minerals in the proper dosages. And when you extrapolate that out and say, oh, let's put it in a powder form and you take it, it could be beneficial, but it also could be harmful.
Yeah.
So, and not to mention the supplement industry is not very well regulated. There's tons of, you know, recalls and, yeah, you know, contaminants and sometimes pharmaceuticals inside the supplement. So I caution. So I think you should limit your supplement intake to, again, maybe vitamin D if you want to take like creatine, maybe a B12, but overall try to eat a balanced diet from mostly whole foods.
Let me one more for you as far as supplements go. I don't eat a lot of fish. I think maybe I'll have tuna every once 3 weeks. But I also take a fish oil. What do you think about fish oil?
I stopped taking
omega-3s or whatever.
So there's omega-3s. The omega-3s and omega-6s are the essential fatty acids. Again, essential meaning we have to get them from our diet.
Yeah.
We can't make them. Fish oil not only has never been shown in any study to provide benefit, there's even been a couple studies where it causes arrhythmias, or people who take fish oil actually end up with more arrhythmias. Now that could be because of contamination.
Explain what is that?
Heart arrhythmia in your heart.
Yeah, heart
arrhythmia. Heart arrhythmia. So, and that just because could be the contamination of the oils, or maybe the oils are oxidizing, they've been out too long, or just they're tainted with something. It might not be the fish oil, but no study has ever really shown it to be beneficial. So I stopped taking it, honestly.
Okay.
Fatty fish appears to be very helpful in its whole form, but when you supplement it, it just does not seem to be. If you're trying to get fish in, honestly, like they sell like little salmon packets or whatever, like little packets of salmon.
Yeah.
If you just have that, or you can put it on some toast or whatever, like, you know, honestly, I think have that like a couple times a week and you're good.
Let me tell you the story real quick. So back when I was living in San Antonio and I was working in Austin, I drove I'm going to do a keto thing, because it was easy for me because I was traveled a lot. And so when I worked, I was constantly working hard and sweating, like I was putting my body through the ringer. And I was like, well, if I try keto, let me try, because it's easy for me, because it's easy to store. So I rarely would go somewhere for lunch breaks. I wasn't the kind of guy who was like, well, let's go to McDonald's or a restaurant for lunch. Like, we would eat on the job site because it's construction. So I had a cooler and I would just go buy stuff that was easy to store with ice, like cheese was easy, pepperonis was easy, stuff like that. And
then
nuts, stuff like that, just stuff I could shove in there that was, you don't have to cook, you don't have to heat up, you can just eat it straight up as is.
So
I got really used to that. Matter of fact, even now today, I eat an avocado like an apple. Like, I'll just slice it and eat slices of avocado with nothing else, because it's just good. It's like butter. It's like eating sticks
tasty
of butter.
Healthy,
dude. I love avocado. But I did, no one told me any better. So I started, I was like, well, these little tuna packets are fine, right? Like, I would buy some tuna packets, keep in there, and I would have a tuna every once in a while. But then I found these cans of, like, Starkist, but there were tuna with olive oil in it, like garlic and olive oil. And I had one. I was like, dude, these are so good. And they're inexpensive. Dude, I could eat these every day. Dude, I ate 4 cans of tuna every day for, like, 3 weeks, and I almost passed out every time I would stand up. What happened to me, dude? Did I have mercury poisoning? Like, what was going on? It messed me up, dude. I was really getting, I was fainting a lot. Like, I was messed up.
So
maybe not that many, but it was a lot. I can't remember exactly, but I remember a guy pulling me aside and be like, how much tuna have you had? And I was like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. And they're like, this is a terrible idea, dude. And I was like, really?
So to give you like an idea.
Hence, also washing them down with like monsters. So it wasn't... All around, just a bad whole situation.
I can't know if it was mercury poisoning.
But the tuna thing, that's a whole myth thing, right? Like, you can eat as much tuna as you want, right?
I do no? kind of wish that was the case.
Oh, it's not. Okay, so I wasn't rough
no,
territory.
There definitely is mercury. The bigger the fish, the more mercury it'll have. Mm. It's higher up the food chain. Little fish eats a litter of fish, so on.
There's
and so
always
forth.
A bigger fish.
Exactly.
His name's
and
David.
The tuna
He's
is
He's eating
pretty
four cans of you fish. A day.
So the recommended they recommend less than 15 ounces a week, which is three cans.
Okay, yeah, I exceeded that.
Yeah. So now that is generally really on the safe side, and mostly I think they say that to keep, you know, for to women and, you know, maybe pregnancy. There's definitely concerns over that.
Yeah.
So it is playing that is playing it very safe. But if you are eating multiple cans a day, you know, over time, there's definitely a chance.
Okay. I was just curious about that one. I thought about that as we were talking. I was like, that's another myth that I'm not sure is a real myth. And apparently it is.
There definitely is mercury in tuna. It's not as dangerous generally as people think, but it is real. Okay. But if you want to remember the best fish to eat, like in terms of like health wise.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the acronym I always remember is SMASH.
Okay.
SMASH. So S, do you want to take a guess at any of these? Can
Salmon?
You want to take a guess?
Let me try to figure it out.
Yep.
Salmon.
SMASH.
Mackerel. Salmon.
Correct. What about A?
I would say
I'll give you a hint. Little on. Fish.
Anchovies?
Anchovies.
Really? All right. So we're on S again.
You only need two more. The H on. Is the hardest to find.
Okay, let me work on the S real quick. Let's go. I don't know an S other fish other
Think
than
another
salmon.
Smaller fish. Another small fish.
Sardines?
Correct.
Really? Okay. And then H halibut? I'm just going with that.
It's actually herring.
Oh, herring. Another small fish. Dude, it's a lot of small fishes.
It's mostly the small fish because of the they don't have mercury. They're fattier fish, more omega-3s. So if you're trying to eat like healthier, you know, like canned anchovies, canned.
That was my next question. What about canned? Because, you know, like I also during the summer, I think it was like two summers ago. It could because it was efficient and easy when I was working in this place I had a drive away, I would literally eat canned breast chicken, like chicken canned, and I was told that it was bad because it was so much sodium. I was like, this is not a good thing to eat. Apparently it's not healthy because I would eat it. I would have a can of that with an avocado, two boiled eggs, and some cheese. And I would just eat that every day for lunch. And I was like, is this good or bad? Because it's coming out of a can.
So canned food is safe and,
is it?
And
okay.
It's just as healthy as,
there was definitely sodium in it though, but I mean,
but that is the main concern with canned foods. It's basically it's high in sodium. There is research into, you know, BPA/BPS, which is just the lining of the can and the leaching into the food. But I mean, the dosage is so small that most likely, I mean, they've tested this where they have people like an all can diet and they're still fine.
Okay.
Cool. So, you know, like it's really comes, the dose makes the poison at the end of the day. So there is concerns over that, but it's pretty small. The biggest concern, yes, is sodium. So like if you're eating a lot of canned food, I would just really monitor your blood pressure and try, because high blood pressure is a killer.
Yeah.
It really is.
Oh, well, I'll have to check because my, I think it was last, dude, I've never had, I'm really exposing myself on here. The first time I got a primary doctor was last year, around this time. And I wasn't feeling bad, but I was very lethargic and very tired. And my wife was like, why don't we have insurance? Why don't you go to a doctor? And I was like, nah, I'm good. Because I think there was kind of a fear of like, what if I go and they're like, you're dying.
Exactly.
And I don't want to hear I'm dying. I'd rather just be ignorant the whole way to the grave.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did go. She was like, you should go. And so I had him do blood work, which is like the basic blood panel, not the good blood panel.
Blood limits.
Because a good blood panel apparently costs a lot of money. I do want to do that one day, but I just did the basic one.
A basic one will do pretty well.
Yeah, but you have to think, like, my wife knows my diet. Not that great. I mean, stuff out of a can. I don't eat a ton. Like, we've had this conversation. Last time I was talking to you about how much calorie intake, and you're like, send me what you eat. And I said, you know, it was like way under, and you're like, dude, you need to eat more. So I actually picked
800
up.
Calories.
I know. It's like, you should really think about eating something else.
And like two of it, and 400 of it was like beer.
I know.
Like,
it was awful.
Beers.
I was like, well, I'm supplementing with beers. But dude, so I went. And because I was like tired and whatnot, but it was also during winter, so you have like that seasonal stuff going on. And I came back, and she got the letter or email. I don't remember what it was, but she looked at it, and she was so mad because it came back. She was, nope, you're perfectly fine. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, is this pot? But yeah.
Did you get your cholesterol checked?
Yeah, everything was fine, dude.
Was but it, like normal?
Yeah, okay. But I think it actually comes down because I'm pretty consistent in what I eat. I don't venture. I can literally eat the same thing every day and be fine. I'm not really big into it's got to be this, but I'm not picky at all. Dude, I eat chicken out of a can. I'm very
easily pleased. I mean, it's not that bad.
It's not, I didn't know. And so my diet and whatever's easiest is fine. My wife cooks, she loves to cook and stuff like that. But I normally save those for dinner. So I'm just talking about lunch. So she'll cook and if I eat leftovers for dinner, it's what she cooked. But for the lunch, I normally just take, we meal prep. And so this whole week I had cabbage and kielbasa, which is just kielbasa with some cabbage, carrots, and a little bit of bacon, and bacon grease and mixed in with that. And so I eat them. It's just, I'm pretty well-rounded. I was told this one thing a long time ago. It said, when you go grocery shopping, as long as you stick to the outside of the grocery store, you should be okay. It's another one of those nuanced takes. That sounds like something you would have said. You may have told me that.
Super simple. I've said that multiple times. When you go there, pick a few things from the middle, shop at the ends. Frozen section is very underrated. People just go past the frozen section. I'm like, no. You know, frozen vegetables and fruits, berries, all these things, frozen corn, peas, edamame, soy is very underrated. There's all these concerns about soy. It's just one of the healthiest foods out there if you can get it into your diet. All the concerns over, oh, it's going to mess up your testosterone.
Are you a soy boy, Liam?
I actually have a shirt that says soy boy. I actually bought a shirt that says soy boy.
We're going to end this podcast right now. I'm just playing, too. That's fine. I don't know anything about. I like soy sauce, so I put that on a lot of my rice stuff that I eat.
I will tell you, if you haven't tried edamame.
Oh, I love edamame. But again, dude, I like it with salt. More sodium.
Yeah,
that's
again the salt. If your blood pressure is my blood pressure normal.
During the summer, I sweat a lot. We used to check this out, Liam. We used to sweat so much in Texas when we would work. We would actually have to take salt tablets, little condensed tablets of salt, because if you didn't, you would stop sweating. If you didn't have enough salt in your system, that's where I'm from. And so it's crazy.
You can lose a lot of sodium through sweat. Absolutely.
Hey, let's go. Now that I've asked all my questions about vitamins, because I was really curious, these are all things I really need to think about. What about, you told me this one time ago, and I want to say it on the podcast. Maybe it was on the podcast I had you on the first time. It stuck with me forever. It has a little to do with this, but I think about this a lot, because a lot of times when people think about diet and fitness, working out plays a big part. And I always thought that. I was like, it's not so much just to have a good diet. You need to work out too, right? But then you told me one thing that stuck with me forever. You said, abs are made in the kitchen. And I've never forgot about that. Because I was like, that's how much diet. Because I think you were trying to mitigate the idea of being you don't really need to eat healthy. You just work out a ton. And I think you were trying to go, no, there's a little bit of this particular thing can't be made in the kitchen. Losing weight, it's not so much about cardio. If you're not, you can just eat right and you'll lose weight. Tell me if I'm wrong about that, or were you wrong about that?
No, you're spot on. No. You're okay. I mean, when it comes you were spot to on, losing basically. Weight, exercise is great. I could talk on this podcast for the next 2 hours about all the great things exercise does, and weight loss would not even be on the list.
Really?
Okay. You can you can absolutely burn calories for sure. Don't get me wrong, but it really, when it comes to losing weight, and that's, when you say abs, that's just losing body fat.
Yeah, basically that's what we're talking about. Yeah.
90%+ diet. Really is. You can burn a couple hundred calories, sure, but in the grand scheme of things, that is not very, it's not a lot when it's in comparison to eating food. Yeah. Making small changes in your diet, instead of Ben and Jerry's, I'll have some Halo Top. Yeah. Instead, these small little changes, that will make such a larger difference than people think. And we just get this idea that we've burned this massive, I've burned 1,000 calories. I'm like, you've burned 100, 150 maybe. It's been 10, 15 minutes. It has not been that long. Yeah, yeah. And there's like, oh, and I'm like, this is so great for you, for your cardiovascular system.
It's
like,
getting it's the blood so, pump. It improves That's
your
thing.
Sleep quality. Oh yeah. My goodness. Like exercise does everything amazing for you. Like it is so good. It insulin resistance. It improves your, you know, blood, like it
mental
does
health.
So many great things.
Mental health.
That's such another great one. Like it's just, I could talk for so long about how great exercise is, but it is not good at all for losing weight. Unfortunately, we want it to be with you. How many of those videos have you seen? Like, oh, get abs in 10 minutes with these weird, like, movements.
See, I'm actually the opposite because I don't like working out, but I can eat 2 boiled eggs a day and be fine. I'm just supplement with beer. But no, I mean, I can eat 2 boiled eggs a day and be like, yeah, this, it's not good, but it's better than starving is better than working out. Like to me, that works for me.
A lot of people are in that scenario.
I think there's a mental illness that's attached to that.
I think
might be.
When I talk to people about like exercise, like so many people try and just like push themselves. Like I hate the gym. I hate going. And you know, I understand that. I think instead of trying to push yourself to do that, try and find something that is active that you enjoy. Like you don't, we think of exercise of like running on a treadmill,
yeah.
but like any movement is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a virtual reality, like where you're like, you know, have to dodge things and move around. Like it's just something, like it doesn't matter. Just walking is one of the best exercises out there. Like
That's
just,
a good one.
Just walk.
Yeah. I didn't know just about that. I always think podcast. About that, but yeah.
Yeah. Walking's There's, amazing.
No one, this guy doesn't know me. There's this guy, which has actually been a pretty cool study. There's a guy that lives near me. I kind of live in a neighborhood, kind of not like I'm off the beaten path near a farm. But this guy, for the past 9 months, he's been, I wouldn't say running. He would speed walk. Like he's a bigger guy. He started about speed walk for 9 months. And he started, yeah, so it was probably the beginning of spring. And dude, every day, twice a day, I would leave for work and he was doing it. And I come home and he was doing it. And I was like, that's good for him. Hopefully he keeps it up, dude. Dude, 9 months later, every day, there and back. And me and my wife, every time we drop, I'm like, dude, rock on, dude. That's amazing. And he's not doing anything crazy. Yeah. And he's lost weight. He's just kind of speed walking. And I could tell he eventually kind of picked up a bigger jog. And so he started jogging and the whole time. And then you start to sprint. But it's weird because he doesn't know we know. I mean, maybe he knows. But he's the guy. So every time my wife drive by, he's like, dude, rock on. This guy's rocking it. Like,
yeah.
He's still out. And it was, dude, it was cold. Like this guy, it was like 17 degrees and this guy's out here doing it. And I was like, what a cool display of willpower. I just like seeing that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's easy for me to say, like, I've never really picked up a ton of weight because I'm active. My job as a contractor, like I'm constantly working. Like my job requires a lot of movement, a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of stuff like that. So it's easy for me to say, I don't like going to the gym. I don't like going to the gym because I like going to the gym. If it's something that I don't know, man, I like it, but I would not like it all the time. Like, I don't know. It's not habitual for me. I know people like the feel of the gym. And yeah. I'm not sure how to attach to that. When you used to live here, we used to take the trips and go to the gym, and that's always fun, going with friends. Like that's always a good time. But if
it's
I
one
go
of the biggest factors.
I think so. I actually think that was probably the only time I was like, I could do this all the time. But if I go for 3 months, I go, you know, once a week to the gym, it never becomes like, yeah, okay. It's just like, all right, okay. I'm not mad about it, but I'm not stoked about it either. That might
finding
just
be that motivation.
Stuff. That might be
is very difficult for so many people. And yes, just having a group of friends, somebody that
dude,
like you're like, oh, if I don't go, they're gonna I don't even want to see them the next time if I don't go, because you know, they're gonna say something. Having that is such a you know, there's so many studies that find that, you know, if you have multiple friends that are overweight or your family's overweight, you're more likely to be overweight. If your friends are more active, you're going to be more active. Yeah. Whatever you surround yourself with,
you're
going to
pick up on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point. How do you think, how do you feel about gut health being the pinnacle of all health? Do you think it starts in the stomach?
It's, we are learning the gut microbiome is so poorly understood, but at the same time, we know that it's incredibly important. We used to think like that we are more bacteria than we are person. We have more bacterial cells than we have human cells. Now, we used to say it was like crazy numbers, like it's 100 to 1 or something like that. More recent analysis has found it's like a 3 to 1, like one human cell to like every 3 bacteria cells or something like that, which is still, that's a lot. Like that's a lot. So like they'll, you know, people who study this will make jokes like, you know, maybe we're we're the host, like they're the ones in control and we're just the thing that's, it's taking over. Anyway, it's, but yes, we do know, we learn more and more. It's incredibly important for, you know, immune health, especially like your immunity is very tied in, with your gut microbiome. And the two things that I will tell you are the most important if you want to, you know, aid in your gut microbiome are, fiber is just, I can't stress how important like fiber is in your diet.
Really?
If you were like Liam, you have 5 seconds to improve someone's diet. Like you have one thing you can say.
Let's do that. 5 seconds. Well, what's the one? What would be if you had one thing to help?
If I had one thing and nothing else, I would say focus on fiber. That's it. That's all I would say. Because first off, what contains fiber?
So Jamie Lee Curtis was right this whole time with the yogurt.
The poop yogurt. Like I'm telling you, like that's,
she nailed it.
And not just that, like, you know, also, anyway, but I'm telling you, there's been 8 different studies that have found for every 10 grams of fiber that you add into your diet, you reduce your risk of all-cause mortality, meaning death, by 10%.
Okay, and so what would be your favorite fiber or your favorite list of fibers? That, the easiest for people to maintain.
So I personally, my favorite food in the world, all day long, beans. I absolutely love beans. They are incredibly cheap. Again, they have potassium and fiber and they're full of nutrients and they have protein and they're so cheap and versatile. I say eat as many beans as you can. Honestly, they are amazing. Fruits are great. Anything.
Does it matter how the beans are cooked?
It doesn't really matter.
On top of that one, because now I'm caught between two, because I'm not sure if it's a pea or a bean. I like chickpeas / gorgonzola beans. So I eat about a can of those a day.
They are garbanzo beans. Garbanzo. I think are gorgonzola beans. Cheese beans.
I don't know. My can says chickpeas. I just know it's something like that. But they're the same thing, right? Are they not the same thing, Liam?
You said gorgonzola beans. Yeah. They're garbanzo beans.
Because I know cheese more than I know beans. I know cheese. I love cheese.
It was funny.
But are they the same thing, though?
Yeah, no, chickpeas
and garbanzo.
Okay,
so are they a pea or are they a bean?
They're a bean.
Would you add that to your favorite beans? Is that worth two?
Absolutely. Okay. No, they are like top tier, like in terms of like health foods, beans, chickpeas, you know, like garbanzo beans. Dude. They are, hummus is a great way to have it. You know, like any.
I ate it out of a can with a fork. Mm-hmm. I just like
if you haven't tried it, you have to find it if you can. They are so good. Bush's makes a thing called Sidekicks now.
Okay.
They're called Bush's Sidekicks. Okay. And they have a chickpea one that's called Rustic Tuscany.
Ooh, I'm liking this already.
And it has a bunch of different seasonings and a little bit of olive oil. And I can literally just eat them straight out of the can.
Dude.
No problem.
So that's what my wife, and she normally every week she makes a big thing of, she calls it a chickpea salad, but it's just cucumbers, onions, olive oil with salt and pepper and gorgonzola.
Absolutely.
Gorgonzola. I almost did again, chickpeas. And it's just that. And I eat that up. It's so good.
That is a fantastic meal. That is packed with nutrients and you're getting fiber and some protein.
So I really
and
don't
fats.
Need. Oh, dude, this is the other thing that I noticed. And because I don't eat breakfast, and it's not because I'm into intermittent fasting. I've just never been a breakfast guy. I drink coffee.
Yeah, a lot
and
of people aren't.
I struggle my way to work. Like that's the whole point. Coffee and then all the way to work. But ever since I was like, well, I'm getting back on the vitamin kick for winter. And I've added a few. But now, dude, if I don't eat, like, there's a moment I'll take all my vitamins, and about 10 minutes later, I have about a 7-minute spell of nausea. And she was like, you got to eat something with those vitamins.
Yeah.
So I was taking all these vitamins on an empty stomach and just flushing them down with coffee. Is that normal to feel like you're going to throw up? for
there was one time I threw up from taking supplements.
Okay,
from not on an empty stomach. Okay. It was a dumb idea.
Well,
I did it
for like a month, and I was like, "This is the worst part of my morning is feeling like I'm going to throw up."
Even just something like literally like a slice of bread.
Oh, I've just been doing boiled egg. Like I have a boiled egg with it.
There you go.
And then
perfect.
Keep going. Anyway, that was a weird thing.
Eggs are a fascinating one. Yeah, I've learned so many things about eggs, like in school and everything. Well, because there's always you've seen it, I'm sure, going back and forth. Eggs are healthy. Eggs are unhealthy. Like.
Ignored them. I was like, I'm going to go with healthy. I'm just going to stick with healthy.
Oh yeah. There was a vegan documentary that said eating one egg is equivalent of smoking 5 cigarettes and the internet lost their mind. It was called Rotten. I did a video on it talking about it. Yeah. God,
that's amazing. It's fascinating. Really? How do you get from one egg is 5 cigarettes? That person's, you know what that is? People are like, that's a smoker trying to come up with a study to make them feel better. That's what that is. They're like, you know what, my pack a day is like, you and ate some eggs this morning. Yeah.
The creators of the documentary were vehemently defending that statement. It was fascinating.
Sponsored by PETA. Like that's what it was. So
eggs have cholesterol, like dietary cholesterol. Dietary cholesterol doesn't impact your blood cholesterol super significantly.
Yeah.
That is in a certain range. So basically, if you have no cholesterol in your diet, you go vegan, you have no cholesterol, no meat, and then you add in like an egg or two, that will increase your cholesterol. But if you're going from like a normal diet, like where you eat meat and things like that, and you add another egg on top of that, it's not going to make a big difference.
Not going to make. Okay. So that's not bad.
So the American Heart Association recommends like 1 to 2 eggs a day, and to limit it to that.
And so there's a few people that I know are famous, and I've heard them on Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson being one, and they've had autoimmune deficiencies. His daughter has an autoimmune deficiency, and they went straight carnivore. I think they started by just cutting stuff out, and now they're straight carnivore, where it sounds like another catch-all. Obviously, their immune systems are different than everyone else's, but it seems to work for them. What would be your hypothesis of why that seems to make sense?
We're still very much trying to understand this, but one thing we do know is that, yes, if you the carnivore diet can work very well as an elimination diet, where you eliminate everything except meat and slowly then try and introduce things back into your diet.
Yeah.
Because eating an all meat diet for the rest of your life, I mean, any diet that just has one thing is going to be problematic. But especially when it comes to meat, there are a lot of concerns. So there's a big push like on TikTok now, like carnivore diet,
Oh, that's a big thing people are doing.
It's a huge thing on TikTok.
I would easily do it, but that's super expensive. Like you gotta have some money. Like you gotta be rolling.
It's also that. There was a doctor called, I've made so many videos, a doctor called, he calls himself Carnivore MD, and he only ate meat, but now he got so sick from just eating meat that he has now added in fruit and said, okay, meat and fruit, and that's it. Those are the only two things.
You know where he went wrong? He shouldn't have went with Carnivore MD, he should have went with Carnivore King, and then he'd be set, and then maybe took some steroids. He'd be fine.
You know what's ironic about that? You know who his business partner was?
Oh no, really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, he sells the same supplements that Liver King does. He sells the same ones.
Birds of a feather
flock together. It's so. And when he came out, when Liver King got called out for on steroids at the Carnivore MD, had to go, I had no idea. What are you talking about? And it was hilarious. So like, dude,
because you
really
can see Liver King in the background, like walking by. because they're in the same house.
Not me.
They're probably on the same house.
Yeah, so they were. Yeah, they're business partners. And it's fascinating. Point is, carnivore diet can work as an elimination diet, but in the long term, I do not think it's a very healthy diet. But we're still like, because there's many things in plants that can cause reactions in autoimmune diseases, but everyone is different. So there's really just, you have to figure out person to person.
Did you know about, I think I have this person right. Did you know about Kevin Smith's diet immediately after he had a heart attack?
I think I might have heard this. You probably have to remind me. I'm not sure.
And I might be wrong. This might be a complete lie. Then I'll be initiated right into the TikTok world if I'm just stealing lies now. I think after he had the heart attack, he was going to do the elimination diet, and he went vegan. But he ended up doing a straight potato diet, where it was potato. He could have butter with the potato and salt and pepper, but that's it. And he went like a month of nothing but potato with butter and salt and pepper. That was only thing
I remember Penn from Penn and Teller.
Oh, maybe it was him. Maybe that was him. Maybe it was him. Somebody did that.
I think, yeah. So Penn maybe did just Penn. A potato only diet.
Yeah, that thing. I'm just getting my people mixed up.
Yeah, yeah. So what's kind of funny about that is potatoes are like boiled, like just straight boiled potatoes. They've tested this. It is the most satiating food out of every food. It is per calorie. It is the most satiating food. So whenever I try and tell people about here's why processed foods are a problem. 3 ounces of potato contain 65 calories. Okay. Three ounces of potato, like boiled potato, contains 65 calories. Do you want to take a guess on how many calories are in 3 ounces of potato chips?
The same.
So 65 calories for potato.
Are you telling me the calories add from the fat from the oils of cooking?
Fat from the oil, yeah, are going to increase it. What do you think? So 65 calories from 3 ounces of potato. What about potato chips?
I would just triple that, maybe. So let's 300 calories from
460. 460. How do you get that calories? High?
Is it really oil. From the oil? Really? So a ton
and
of
it's
calories
just condensing it down, eliminating the water, obviously. You're going to eliminate some water and add oil. So just by removing some water and adding oil, you've now octupled?
Do you think
I don't know. I'm not good at
do you think French fries are healthier than potato chips?
They're the same, really.
Well, there's a little bit more water in French fries, depending on where you get them from.
I mean, I guess if you eat the same amount of both, if there are less calories in French fries, I honestly don't know how many calories are in 3 ounces of French fries. So if it's less calories, maybe then it's healthier, but they're both, I would say they're about the same. It's just,
That's interesting. Oils. Do you remember back when we were kids, the food pyramid?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that food pyramid? Because now as an adult, I look at that thing and go, that doesn't seem right.
It's interesting. So people like to give a lot of the crap to the food pyramid, and I understand why, honestly, because they could have done a much better job.
A little bit.
They absolutely could have done a
job. I understand the basics. I think what they were going for is the average American. Every American eats cereal. We got to put that on there. And you're like, well, they're really just going for grains. They were trying to make it more relatable because you don't go, hey, eat some grains. Because people are like, what are grains? So maybe.
I think there was there's pros and cons. They said to focus more on whole grains, which is good. Whole grains are beneficial for us. Refined grains, sugar is a refined grain, all these refined grains, are not so much good for us. And I think they could have done a much better job saying, hey, less refined grains. You want to stick to your whole grains, like oats and barley and, all these things that are really good for us.
You don't think there's a conspiracy with Kellogg's? Paying off the FDA, you're not going to go hardcore.
I think there's absolutely influence. There is absolutely influence
There we go. At least a little bit of something there. Something's not right.
Like to all these people that are on TikTok are like this and that, say all these things. There's a grain of truth to all of this. Okay. Absolutely. Always is. And I think, for cereal companies and, all these different companies definitely have, some levers to pull to try and make it so their products are more beneficial.
My favorite part is thinking about there's a whole entire lobby of just cereal people. Kellogg's has their own lobby and they're always on K Street going hey politician, I'll pay you a little extra if you frosted flake me into this thing. I always think about
it's
that.
It's funny. Canada made a really hard push because they got called out for having too much influence. So they made a really hard push to eliminate all, influence by these companies. And so they're even trying to put warning labels on food, high in sugar, high in fat.
That's not a terrible idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. I love the idea. I think it would be great. Things I agree with these people for sure. Hey, I think we should warn people. This is high in saturated fat. This is high in sugar. This is low in nutrients in general. Just be aware of that.
Well, they do the same thing. If you see a box of granola, high in protein, they do the same thing for the good things. Why not do the same thing for the bad?
Exactly. And I'm on board with that.
It doesn't sell, obviously. But if you're maybe I need more saturated fats.
Honestly, I think very few people. I mean, most Americans do not need any more saturated fat.
We need less saturated fat, less sugar. I don't trust Canada with most, but that's a pretty cool idea for them.
Mexico already does it.
Well, I trust Mexico.
Yeah, it's. I was like, that's awesome. Like, I. So again, I am with on board. But we, I think we haven't had a food pyramid since 2011.
Oh,
so
okay. Does yeah, it look we eliminated any different? That.
It's called My Plate now. So you have a big plate like this. Okay. And it'll be like vegetables. I try and fill it with fruits and vegetables and now whole grains and a smaller thing for dairy and meat and that sort of thing.
Did you say it came out in 2011?
I want to say 11. I'm not entirely certain.
Do you think they called it My Plate because MySpace was so big? And that was just a marketing thing?
Yeah. When did
because you said
My
Plate and I was like, that just sounds like they're playing off MySpace. You know, somebody, some intern was
2011. I called it. Yeah.
Yeah. Some intern was like, "We have the food pyramid. Like, pyramids are outdated. How old are they now? No one cares about pyramids. What do they care about? MySpace. Well, we should call it My Plate.
My Plate. My Plate.
You're hired. Here's a raise. yeah, man. I wonder about that stuff. Speaking of that thing, and you brought up TikTok, so I really want to tackle this, and we can close it out with this question because I was on a panel recently strictly about free speech because I'm a bit of a free speech absolutist. I like the idea of contending ideas. I like what you do. Also, don't mind the crazies on TikTok because at least they're entertaining. But I like that you'll come in with your rebuttal video and be like, and if you see enough of them, every time I start seeing like some extreme view on anything, I go, I bet Liam's got a pretty normal take on this. It's smart. He's not saying it's not all the way off. It's just saying, let's just think about this a little bit more. And so I'm all about free speech because I think bad ideas are the only way to solve bad ideas is with better ones. And so I'm all for that. But you said something in the beginning about TikTok being so crazy with misinformation. How do you personally feel about that stuff? Would you like the crackdown on TikTok? And anytime someone brings up Liver King supplements that they get, there's a little tag at the bottom like they do with Rogan, be like, Liver King took steroids, just so you know. You know, like that thing at the bottom, or how do you feel?
That is it is a really good question, and I've listened to other people talk about this because I like honestly, if you were to like I make stuff on TikTok, like that is I've enjoyed doing that, yeah. You know, I had a decent following, but if they were like no more TikTok, I'd be like, I understand. Yeah. Like I totally
it's
get
that
it.
Bad over there.
It's that bad.
It really is. Okay.
There's so much spreading of misinformation. And so like they will tag some things and say like this has, you know, like this it basically goes against scientific consensus and it might be misinformation.
They
do that a little bit. There's the guy I was talking about, Carnivore MD. The biggest new thing to hate right now, because I'm sure you've heard gluten is bad and like MSG is bad.
Well, I've heard definitely gluten. But I just tie gluten to bread, and I can tell the difference when I eat bread, like it messes with my system versus if I just eat meat and vegetables. Bread definitely affects me, but
everybody
I don't know
is
if
different.
Gluten's in there,
but like you know exactly, like gluten is fine for people who tolerate it well. For people who don't eat it.
I thought gluten was the same thing as like lactose. Like people can't have dairy.
It's the protein. Yeah, it's the protein of bread. Gluten is the protein of bread. So yeah, exactly. But MSG and all these things, like you know, there's always a new thing to hate carbs. You know, like you got to be keto. Like
oh, I hate carbs. I'm just playing.
Yeah, it's so funny. But the newest thing is seed oils, which are your canola oil.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. What's the deal with that?
Oh, it's the newest thing to hate. Like it's new what's in. So what people don't like it because it's in a lot of processed foods and it's super high in calories.
Okay.
So we eat too much of them and we gain fat.
It's the overabundance thing again. So you could have some in moderation. Yeah.
But exactly. But we have this idea that they are toxic in themselves because of the way they're processed. And I'll admit, like, you know, you see the processing of them, they have to do like these chemical extractions. And now we are going back to this naturalistic fallacy where like everything in nature is better. We shouldn't have anything artificial. Yeah. So when you have these oils that are being extracted through chemicals, they're like, oh, it's chemicals. You have to get rid of it. If anything, we've seen swapping out butter for canola oil has vastly, you know, better impacts on especially your heart health.
Really?
Like it's far better for your heart. Every single, if you're talking Canada, Europe, Australia, America, all of them have to say the same things. Reduce saturated fat and, you know, replace butters and all those things with you know, you can use olive oil. If you like olive oil, that's awesome. I use it.
I don't know who doesn't like olive oil.
Olive oil is great, but like canola oil and all these other oils are totally fine. It's just we are consuming far too much of them. I mean, there's 120 calories in one tablespoon of oil.
Wow. Okay.
I could, that's nothing. That is absolutely, I pour that in my food. No problem. I mean, like you could just jack up the calories in any food by just adding oil to it.
That's probably a good idea.
So anyway, so there's like Carnivore MD came on. He's like, all of canola oil is toxic because all these things. And his video got flagged for misinformation. And I was like, that actually makes me feel pretty good. Like I actually enjoy that.
Well, I don't mind. I don't mind some kind of flag on it. Like I said, I like seeing. If we didn't have the misinformation, I wouldn't have Liam posting his reels on Instagram and me to laugh at. I will tell you my favorite one. I don't know if I told you this before. My favorite video you've ever done is where it was a gym one, and you were talking about how to lift a certain weight a certain correct way, and then you were playing the people in your comments section. You were doing the responses like the guys in the back being like, yeah, I could lift more than you and stuff like that in the comments. Yeah. Anyway, me describing it is not doing it justice. And I'm pretty sure it's a long time ago. But that was one of the – I legit laughed out loud for a while on that one.
I'll have to send you – I did another one with like food-related stuff. We're like, hey, we're going to make a bean chili. And it's like beans leaching toxins into our food from the can. You know, I did another one like that.
Oh, man, that was fun.
I get that stuff all the time. It literally does not matter what food you make on, like, you put a recipe out. Someone's going to be like, that's garbage, unhealthy food because of whatever their beliefs are. And I just think we need to get away from it. I did want to just go circle back real quick.
What you got?
The fiber thing. I just wanted to say, if you're trying to like improve your diet overall, adding fiber is, I think, the best, easiest way to do it because all vegetables contain fiber. Fruit is a great source of fiber, especially the skins. Make sure you don't eliminate those. Potatoes, all like nuts, seeds, all of these things have fiber. Like those are all amazing sources. So by adding more fiber, you're going to eat more whole foods generally. So that is just the easiest advice. And we were talking about the gut microbiome. Fermented foods are also amazing. So, you know, like your sauerkraut and kimchi.
Yeah. Those are my favorites. The sauerkrauts and the kimchi.
Yogurt is great because, you know, it's got active cultures, like all those things. Those are all amazing.
That's where you start, man. I think that's brilliant. I even after the first time we talked, and then I talked with you months after that, where I was sending you my calorie stuff and you were walking me through it. Because I'm so easily... Because it's easy for me to adjust my diet pretty fairly well. It's kept me at a steady weight the whole time until like winter comes around and holidays. Then I just let loose because it's not hard to. Because as soon as summer comes, it's easy for me to just cut back down. Again, because I'm not picky. I don't really get excited about food. I know that's a big thing for people.
For most people,
it might be. Yeah, I'm just not. Sure, it tastes good. I might be more of a fiscal guy. I'm like, I just like the things that don't cost a lot.
I'm with you on that. That's why I like beans.
Beans, dude. I'm telling you that can of chickpeas every day, just because I love them. But they're the closest bean that tastes like meat, and I like meat, and they're a lot cheaper. But dude,
well, as long as you're getting.
I think it's fine. I think it's at least in moderation. And when I start moving to 4 cans of chickpeas and 7 cans of tuna a day, then I might have to call you. But again, it goes back to that moderation.
Though, you'd be struggling to get enough calories in through chickpeas and tuna to gain any weight. I think you would struggle.
That might be why I'm not gaining a lot of weight. This is the reason why I don't go to gym. Be like, dude, you've been working out forever, and you don't look anything because you're having 400 calories a day because I'm eating avocados. Like apples and chickpeas, but yeah, I mean, it's a. I think having a background and knowing how to be preventative with nutrition, like how you do, knowing the basics and being nuanced about being like, well, I think people are always looking for a boogeyman, and I think the cool thing about the boogeyman is because if you have one, then you can kind of all the other things get blurred, And you don't really have to worry about that because it takes a lot of time and effort to worry about all the bad things for you. So you just pick one and you stick with it, you know, carbs or you know, and yeah. I think that's where the boogeyman, the seed oils, the carbs, the meat, whatever.
Sugar, eggs. All of it.
I think
it's all the same thing.
I think if people, you know, if you didn't have one, you just, like what you said, I think it's fairly easy. Just try to stick around the outside and utilize the things that you enjoy. If I have a hard time with fruit. So I just find the fruits. I like cantaloupe and melon, and those are probably the worst fruits, but they're the only ones I really like.
Those are fantastic fruits. Those are amazing.
No, oh, okay. They just seem like they should be super sugary because they're really good.
No, actually, they're very high in water content, so they're actually they're pretty good. Really, I mean, pineapples and like mangoes are pretty high in sugar, but even still, like all fruit is great.
You remember when I said I like everything I like to eat is salty? Even my watermelon, dude. I put salt on my watermelon.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. It's salt really on good. Cucumbers is amazing.
Salt on cucumbers is amazing, too. Anyway, I'm not going to keep you any longer. We went over some really cool topics. So I appreciate you answering all my questions. And I think anybody listening to this, they should absolutely follow you. Can you tell everyone where to find you on the socials?
All of them are the same thing. It's I named myself the Plant Slant, which is after the Blue Zones, places in the world where people live into their 90s and 100s.
Yep.
And their diets are focused mainly on whole fruits, vegetables, whole grains, plants, essentially.
Very cool.
So that's the diet. Basically, I try and promote a Mediterranean-ish style diet. So yeah, the Plant Slant.
The Plant
Slant.
What you got over there?
I got this little shirt.
Nice. Okay, are you selling those?
No, I wanted to get one, so I was like, I have two of these now, and I was like, in the future, if I want to, you know, make some more, if people want them.
Why are you so altruistic? Sell them. Sell them for money. Sell them for more money.
So many people on TikTok are just there to make money, and I really don't care about, like, if I have enough to get by, like, I don't care. I'm so flipping tired of the absolute nonsense that people just, again, like you just said, there's always a boogeyman. Everyone has their one thing that you have to eliminate, and that is how you improve everything. I'm going to send you another video I just did where this guy said that every disease known to man is because we're walking in shoes and we're not grounded by our bare feet anymore, and that's the whole problem. And so it's like everyone has a thing, and I'm just like, we all need to calm down.
I think I need to come up with a thing. I like how your head was like, we should all bring it down. I'm like, what's my thing? Oh my god. And
that's
then
what
I almost
everyone does.
I think that is. Oh, I do have a thing real quick before we go, because I want to throw this in right before the end. So since you're so altruistic, you're like, I'm not in it to make money. I just want to educate people. I was thinking about, like, well, I almost showed him my website for my t-shirts to sell. instead, I've been planning this for a while. So every season, I don't know if I'm going to do a month or 2 months, I pick a charity. Like, I was like, I just want to pick a charity to promote, because I don't really do advertisement on my podcast. Number one, no one's giving me money to advertise on this thing. And even if I did, because it's not my really general income, like, this is just for fun, I don't know if I really want to interrupt my podcast with advertisements the way, like, I love your TikToks where people are like, nuts are bad. Except for mine. And you're like he's easily always selling his supplement thing. Like, it's such an advertisement. Like, that's all it is. It's an advertisement. And so sometimes I worry about that. But I did want to do, let me see if I can pull this up. So I did want to pick a charity in this month, and it might go longer because I know the month's coming to an end. Oh man, I actually have to pull it up. This month I picked out a charity, and it's called LucasFund.com. And the reason I picked this one up, because I always get really nervous about charities, because I never know how to test them or check them out. But this one in particular, this is a family that I'm really close with. So it's a little bit of a weird version of nepotism, I think. Is that what would it be considered? And if you go to LucasFund.com, it takes you literally to just a GoFundMe. And so my buddy Lucas, he's a little guy, and he's got some needs. He's handicapped and needs some help getting in and out of the house and a place to live inside this house. So it's just a fundraiser to help them do renovations to make it accessible for him to live. He's newly adopted into this family, and they're a great family. They're one of my closest friends. Matter of fact, Mr. Rice, the guy. I don't even know if you guys see this picture, but he is he's going to be on the pod. He's a veterinarian, and I'm gonna have him on for a specific topic that's going to be a fun one to cover. But yeah, go to lucasfund.com if you want to give. It's just a charity. I know them. They're good people. I know where the money's going. Matter of fact, the money's going, it's probably going to be me helping because I'm a contractor, and a lot of it's building a ramp for him to get in and out of the house. Aww, and stuff like that. Nice. So if you guys want to go give that, so I'll probably be shouting that out every, but other than that, I'm not even going to sell my t-shirts because I'm feeling good about myself for doing it. But anyway, Liam, dude, I enjoyed it. It's getting late, man. I appreciate it. I've been looking forward to this one because I had a laundry list of questions. I might have to have you back on.
Did we get to all of them?
No, we did. There's really one I wanted to talk about, and I've done. All right, let's just go the last little bit and we'll shut down.
Okay. What have we got?
One more. We'll end it with this because I could just call you on the phone and be like, what's the deal with this? Because I've been really considering looking, so did supplements, because I do the podcast, I'm getting older. And I'm noticing like I'm a lot more exhausted. My brain doesn't work well. So I thought about nootropics, brain supplements.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, if our conversation just now, I was like, well, what would be healthy foods that would get this? If I can just get the things from foods, is there a brain food that helps with memory and cognition and stuff like that? Or is this okay to just go nootropics?
You can take nootropics. It seems to be very individualized on how well they work for each individual person.
Okay.
Again, yeah, like everyone is very different. When it comes to foods, really all whole foods are good. But if you're like, oh, you know, what do we want to look for? I would say look for very colorful foods, like blueberries, okay. You know, like your berries and that sort of thing. Anthocyanins that are in them that give them this wonderful color are, you know, good for you in a myriad of ways. But I think that's one of them. But if you want to go down the nootropic route, my personal favorite that I've taken before is called Alpha GPC.
Okay.
Alpha GPC. Yeah, I mean, again, there's some research behind it, not a ton. This is definitely not a make or break. Like, you need this sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it does, it's a cholinergic. It helps to increase choline to the brain. Choline is important in mental cognition. That's what a lot of these nootropics work on. Everyone's different. But personally, I'll take a couple of them before like a workout, something like that. And it kind of helps you feel focused a little bit, for me at least, like a little more kind of dialed in, I guess, like whatever you're doing. And that's, again, but that is just like kind of how I feel, and everyone will be different. But I'd say when it comes to nootropics, try something, see how it works for you. And if it works well, then, you know, run with it. And if not, then hopefully you only spent like $20 on it, because some of those are so expensive.
That's the reason why I was like, I should ask Liam before I start dishing money out.
Some of them have like a blend of different, like Joe Rogan, you need Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain. That's like 60. Yeah. Like, and hey, if that works for you, awesome. Like, I'm not, and you have, if you have the money for that, I like Alpha GPC because it's like $15-$20 like 60 of them
something.
That's
more in my category. I'm not going to go. Again, I thought that the same thing that you do on TikTok all day. You're like, well, he's just trying to sell something here. And so I'm very suspicious of stuff like that. But yeah, I mean,
it's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Just be suspicious. I think that works out good.
Be suspicious.
Well, dude, I appreciate it.
There's one thing we're going to leave with people. It's be suspicious of everything.
I think that's a good basic general. And then, you know, do research. And the best way you can do research is, like and subscribe to my podcast. You'll get more conversations with me and Liam and all kinds of other cool guests. So if you'll do that, if you're listening to this Apple on Spotify, you can give me a 5-star review. Honestly, the only reason this works good is just when people look it up, it just makes me look like, oh, this guy might actually be worth listening to. And then especially if it's a guest I think about having on, they might be like, yeah, I'll talk to this guy. He's got 5 stars. Nice. Someone said a nice comment. Or an evil one. I think the more the comments, the better. It doesn't even have to be good. It just has to show up like somebody actually watched it. No, I'm just playing.
All news is good news.
Exactly. And so if you guys will do me a favor, it's not hard. If you're like, I don't want this to show up on my subscribe, then just like it. You don't have to be a subscriber. Or you could and just, you know, do it for me. But anyway, yeah, you can find me on my socials at The Pardonable Art and Pardonable Pod on Twitter and Pardonable Podcast on Instagram. But other than that, guys, I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm going to toss Liam to the side. Boom. Full screen for me. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, check out lucasfund.com. You can give anything if you want. Or just read the story. Get to know the Rices and get to know little Lucas and check that out. And then I got more episodes coming up. And it'll be a good time, so stay tuned. Like I said, if you have comments, if you're not on YouTube, you're on Apple or Spotify, and you're like, hey, I've got a question for Liam, because I'm sure I'll have him back on. Put it down there, and I'll take notes. And then maybe if he gets a lot of questions, I'll have him back on real fast. We'll cover some of the topics that I didn't get to cover tonight. But yeah, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in. And, I'll see you back next time. Bye.